84. Natchez, Mississippi has a sunshine and cloud mixture today. 91 is going to be your high. It's going to be partly cloudy and 95 in Shreveport today. Lake Charles will get mostly sunny skies with a high temp at 91. This Monday will be partly cloudy and 94 in Monroe. And that's a look at your five cities forecast to start the week off. I'm Wade Hampton. Thank you for listening.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Minister Reed, and this morning we are going to continue to talk about the whole armor of God. But first of all, we want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Catrice Mason, the credit guardian. She is a credit agent, and she would love for you all to get in touch with her at 318-792-8005, Catrice Mason. Thank you, Miss Mason. This morning we are going to continue to talk about the armor of God. And this morning we are talking about Ephesians 6 and 15. Having shod your feet with the preparation for battle that the gospel of peace provides for us. We're talking about the shoes of the gospel. We won't get very far walking on bare feet on glass, fire, or a sharp stone. I don't think nobody can do that without much pain, discouragement, and of course, get me off of this. We cannot fight a battle with the full armor of God on, and we definitely need our feet shod with the peace of the gospel of peace. Amen? If you're trying to fight a battle and you don't have the gospel shod with you, you are not going to make it. The gospel of peace. The word of God says he give us peace to pass all understanding. Peace the world can't give us and the world cannot take it away. The world cannot give us peace, people. If we're looking for peace in the world, we will never make it. Amen? The only thing the world give us to have peace is things. And things run out, rot away, or get worse. Amen? So we need the gospel of peace this morning. Amen. The one who brings the gospel to others must be able to suffer hardship for the sake of the gospel. You get lied on, talked about, persecuted, gossiped about, accused, misused, cheating on, abuse, all that's part of it, people. So don't get discouraged, because I'm telling you this morning, if you're discouraged, God has nothing to do with that. He said in his word he came to encourage, not discourage. I heard the man of God this morning talking about worthlessness. That's the trick of the enemy. God say everything he made is good. Amen? So don't get it twisted like the young people say, you're good, amen? But this morning, we need to get it together. When you're going, you might say, oh, well, I'm not a preacher. Yes, you are. If you're a witness, you're a preacher. The word of God says a witness is a preacher. So once you give your life to Christ, if you have truly given your life to Christ, you are going to become a witness, because you're going to be so excited, you're going to want to tell somebody about this good thing, amen? So you're going to be talked about, lied on, misused, abused, suffer. The word of God said, God said, if you want to reign with him, you got to suffer with him. All that's part of it. But the peace of God is what keep us sustained through all of these things. And we can't be turned out by a touchy, a sensitive situation. Amen. We got to keep our head up and keep our minds strong and, of course, our feet. The gospel of peace has the ability to prepare us for battle. But even though it is readily available, we ourselves need to start using it. You know, it's just like you got money in the bank and you say, oh, I'm broke. Oh, I don't have no money. I can't pay my bills. That's what the word of God is. It's right there waiting on us. It's like money in the bank. All we got to do is put it to use. The word of God say, study and show yourself approved. We got to come together. Study. It say, fail you not to assemble yourself together. It say, study the word. Read and meditate day and night, and let it not depart from our eyes nor our lips. Meditate therein. So we got to study this word. We got to know what to use. We got to know what to fight the enemy with. Amen? We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual hosts of wickedness. You know what? Soldiers marching into battle must have uncomfortable shoes. You know, to fight this battle, we got to be comfortable. We may have all kind of obstacles coming against us, around us, but when we have the gospel of peace upon us, we are comfortable. He said he give us peace even in the midst of the storm. Isn't that good? Who wouldn't serve a God like that? As soldiers of Christ, we put on our gospel shoes that would allow us to march wherever the Lord lead us. Amen. At 1 John 2 and 6, it said, he who abides in Jesus himself also ought to walk as Jesus walked. That means walk like he walked, talk like he talked, go where he go, and do what he do. But it's hard to go and do and walk and talk if we are not led by the Spirit of God. Amen. He also says, my sheep. And John 10 and 27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Amen? And you need to know the word. You have to know what the word say. Amen? Satan will try to place obstacles in our path, but in Jesus' strength, we can walk forward, following our Lord, obeying him, and advancing the gospel, which is the word of God. It says in John 1 and 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen? So that's how we do it today. We have to put on the gospel of peace, which is the Word of God. Everything began with the Word. That's why he said in John 1 and 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So there is nothing we cannot do without God. We need God to even wake up in the morning. We do not wake up ourselves. We do not lay ourselves down at night. We do not watch over ourselves while we are asleep and slumbering. The God is doing that. So we need God in every aspect of our life. We didn't make ourselves. We not the ones. He said, the earth is his in the fullness thereof, and everything that dwell in it. He said, all souls belong to him. Church, we belong to God. We are his people. We belong to him. He loves us unconditionally. And he said in his word, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as our souls are prospering. God wants all of us to prosper. Want all of us to be in health. He want all of our souls to prosper because he is a good God. And we just give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we just thank him this morning. We just praise him. We just glorify. We just magnify his name today because we need him. We can't do nothing without the Lord. Amen? He say he wished that none should perish. He said, he wished that all should come to repentance. So in order for us to be able to to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Because the word of God said the devil come to sift us as wheat. He's going to and fro seeing whom he can devour. So in order to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, we need to put on the whole armor of God. We can't put on one piece and leave the other piece of all. We got to put on the whole armor of God. It's just like an electronic machine, any object or computer or whatever. If you don't put everything together in the right spot, in the right place, it will never work. You got to go back and reboot it, reset it, redo it over again. Do you know God is the same way? In order for things to fall in line and fall in place, we got to reboot. We have to line up with the word of God. We have to put on the whole armor of God so we may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Minister B, and I'll be praying for us, and I'm going to pray a prayer of protection, amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father God, we come before you this morning thanking you right now, oh God, for waking us up still in closing our right mind. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord, that you have supplied us with this day. We thank you that your grace is sufficient and your mercies are new every day. And we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to renew our hearts, renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. And we are declaring at the beginning of this prayer that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves and everyone that we have prayed for today. We pray for all members of Congress and of the armed forces and of our nation, all of our intercessors, teachers, pastors, friends, enemies, neighbors, doctors, dentists, all people of Israel, and everyone we go to church with today in the name of Jesus and all of your workers. Heavenly Father, we ask you to let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. We ask you to let us say that you are our God, our refuge, our fortress, and our God in whom we can trust. We ask you to deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. We ask you to cover each of us with your feathers and let us walk under your wings to take refuge. We ask you to let your faithfulness and truth be our shield and armor. We ask you to let us not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor for the deadly pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. We ask you to cause 1,000 to fall at our sides and 10,000 at our right hand, and not let any come near us or our dwelling in the name of Jesus. We ask you to give your angels charge over us, to keep us in all your ways, and let your angels' hands lift us up, so we do not even dash our foot against a stone or be hurt in any way by the wiles of the enemy. We ask you to let us tread upon the lion and the serpent, and let us trample the young lion and the serpents under our feet. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to answer us when we call upon you. Be with us in trouble. Deliver us, honor us, and satisfy us with a long life, and show us your salvation in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that our Lord Jesus Christ spoiled all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly and triumphantly over them in himself. We claim all that victory for our lives. We reject all the insinuations, accusations, and temptations of Satan. We affirm that the word of God is true, and we choose to live in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, and in fellowship with you. Open our eyes and show us the areas of our lives that do not please you. Work in us to cleanse us from all ground that will give Satan a foothold against us. In the name of Jesus, we do in every way stand in all that it means to be your adopted child. And we welcome all the ministering of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit that brings all things to our remembrance. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray that now and through our lives, you would strengthen and enlighten us,
show us the way Satan and his demonic spirits are trying to hinder and tempt you. In the name of Jesus.